Hey guys, welcome back to Healing Is Not Linear podcast. I am your host, Mackenzie. It has been a while since I've recorded a podcast, and I honestly have no excuses other than just going through a lot, which I'll get into later on, and just not really feeling the need to want to talk about things. I'm not really sure who listens to this or where you live, if you're listening. But it has just been so crazy here in the US lately, and it's honestly been really scary and just really sad, and I just hate what's going on in the world right now. And it's been just really hard to want to have to sit up and record a podcast about, you know, everything and anything, and just having the positivity but also dealing with what is going on as well. And today I kind of just want to talk about a lot of things that are pressing on my heart. And not really sure if anyone wants to hear this, or, you know, maybe you need to hear this too, just like I needed to, and I just really want to get into that. So first, of course, we'll talk about, you know, everything that's going on right now with the shooting of the, you know, the rioting and George Floyd's death and the Black Lives Matter. I am a huge supporter of Black Lives Matter. I think that it is so important to really focus in on that right now. And, you know, just having to know that racism is real. And I think that that's been one of the biggest problems that Americans deal with, is that they kind of just forget that it's still around. I think when they think of things being, people being racist, they think of, you know, back in the old days or back when there were slaves. And even in 2020, as sad as it is, there are still tons of people that are just racist. And it's heartbreaking, and I can't stand that. I don't understand how you can look at someone just by their color and not like them because of the color that they are or how they look in general, whether it is being racist or not. Just how you can look at someone and not like them right away before even getting to know them. To me, that just makes no sense whatsoever. So I'm just coming on here to say, like, you know, we need to be more like God and just love everybody, no matter what color their skin they are, what age they are, what they look like, the weight that they are. None of that matters. It's all about that person's heart and if they're a good person. And honestly, even if they're not a good person, we're supposed to love them anyways, as hard as that is. And I know that it's not always easy, but that's just, you know, that's what Jesus wants us to do. So I don't want to get too much into it. I do definitely have my opinions about things, and you know, what happened to George Floyd is just heartbreaking. And honestly, no one deserves to die that way or have it publicized, I should say. And no one deserves it. It was honestly disgusting. Watching the video made me like physically sick. I felt sick to my stomach watching it because I couldn't even watch all of it. It was just very sad. And I just hate what is going on in the rioting and the protesting. I mean, I am all for the protesting being peaceful, and I definitely think that's so important for people to have their opinions and to have freedom of speech and to stand up for what they believe in. The rioting, on the other hand, is a little bit harder for me to understand, to grip, that I don't think we should be destroying things or destroying people's property or hurting other people that are innocent and not doing anything or taking it out on the police. I definitely think right now it's just a very difficult time. And it is very sad, and I want to make sure that I am there for all of my friends and family and people that are suffering right now going through that. Just know that I'm here, and I'm hoping that today's podcast we can talk a little bit more about positivity and different things that will bring more light and just to the world instead of having it be so negative, because I feel like we already get that enough through media and social media as well. Speaking of social media, I've actually taken a detox, quote unquote, to say the least, for the last month or so. I had deleted everything off my phone, and the only thing I really kept was Facebook, just because that's how I keep in contact with my breeder for my dog that I'm getting. And honestly, it just has been so great. I honestly have not wanted to bring back Instagram, and I'll probably only post on my story just to advertise a new podcast episode. But other than that, like, I just have not felt the need to really look at Instagram or post. And it's just because I think that a part of me feels like, what am I going to post right now that, you know, isn't going to you know, forget about the Black Lives Matter or push aside the real things that are going on in the world. And I think posting like a selfie or anything else is just not important right now. And I don't want to take light into what is going on and not think that it's serious and that it's important to, you know, speak my voice, and maybe someone else will hear this and it will just bring more light into the world. And I definitely think that it's important right now to not focus on the little things like social media. So if you are feeling really negative or really down, I totally suggest just maybe deleting your stuff for a little while off your phone, not deactivating it, but just deleting it off your phone in general, and just taking a little break, whether it's a couple of days or even a day. I think that is so important as your healthy mindset to just sometimes just sit back and just focus on, you know, what is going on right now, and also to just come into that time with God and make sure that you're talking to Him and praying and just, you know, going through all that stuff. Because honestly, at the end of the day, that is going to be more important than what someone posted on social media. And right now, the negativity on there is just so bad. People are fighting and people are not getting along, and that's obviously going to happen. Not everyone is going to agree, but it is just almost so sickening what people have been saying to each other, and I just can't stand looking at that. So instead, I just, you know, talk to people in real life, or, you know, talk to God about it. And, you know, He knows what, He has a plan for all of this right now, and I don't really know what that is, and I don't think any of us do, but there's a reason why all this is happening. And I think that, unfortunately, with George Floyd dying, and I think it also brought somewhat of a light to Americans in general, and especially everybody who is not African American, to see how African Americans are actually treated. And, you know, it's just, it's so sad. It is disgusting how people will treat them differently because of the color of their skin. And it just honestly makes my blood boil, because I don't understand how you can be so cruel to somebody just because their skin is a different color than yours. And we are all just so different and so unique in our own way that, of course, none of us are all going to be alike. So it's okay to be different. It's okay not to look like the other person standing next to you. And yeah, I just think that everyone needs to take a break for a while from the Instagram and the Snapchat and the Facebook and the Twitter and all that stuff. I just highly suggest that if you're feeling really down here lately. I don't know. Life has been a little bit crazy last month. My job has been really nuts. It's definitely a busy time right now for me. So that's been keeping me super busy. I'm still at home, working from home, which has been nice, but also it's hard because I'm then constantly alone and I don't feel the need to, you know, I want to go into the office, but I also don't mind being at home. But it's hard. I mean, it's hard being alone all the time, and it really starts to mess with you. And I honestly just wanted to be super vulnerable today on my podcast to not only talk about everything that's going on in the world, but also to talk about things that I might be dealing with. And maybe someone else will understand and can, you know, relate to me in some way, or maybe even help me, because I know sometimes I need help or I need someone there for me. And I don't really reach out too often for that. Everyone who's been listening, and if you haven't listened to any of my other episodes, please go take a listen, because otherwise you will be pretty confused. But I suffer with endometriosis, so a lot of you know that. And I started a new medication about a month ago called Orilissa, and I had heard really, really good things about it. And I'm pretty anti-medication, so it was pretty hard for me to even try to get on it, let alone getting on it and then staying on it. I am all about everything being natural and just, you know, not having to be on anything for the rest of my life. And I think that a lot of medication nowadays has the worst side effects, which I had heard Orilissa had some side effects like hot flashes, and some people dealt with weight gain and all that. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I'll try it, we'll see. And, you know, they always say to give it about a good 4 weeks for it to, you know, maybe you'll see changes or it will help. Well, of course, I gave it the 4 weeks. And honestly, it has just been really difficult. Those side effects are rough. I don't know if anyone has ever suffered with hot flashes. Unless you're in menopause, you probably haven't. But it is horrible. It makes you feel like your body is on fire for a while, and then it comes and goes, and then you'll be really cold and then really hot. It feels like you just have a fever, but times 10. And it is not fun to deal with. But whenever I had those, I would just be here sitting here sweating for no reason. And it's annoying, but I was like, okay, I can deal with it. Now, the other thing that I struggled with that I didn't really know about, and I guess I probably should have mentioned it to my doctor, but also, if you haven't listened to my other podcast episodes, you'll be confused, but I also have been in recovery from an eating disorder. And along with my eating disorder, I also had a little bit of mild depression. And I had talked about that with my therapist, and I felt like I was okay. But one of the side effects from the medication is suicidal thoughts or, you know, depression. And that always is kind of one of the side effects of a lot of medications. So I didn't really think nothing of it. And I thought I was going to be okay because I've taken other medications that had that and never really noticed too much of a change. But this time, I think I've just been kind of lower than normal feeling mentally, just going through a lot, you know, being in therapy, dealing with some of the stuff that I've been dealing with and having a lot of old thoughts being brought back up. I think in the mix of between that, then seeing all the negativity and everything else that's going on, it just started to bring back those really dark thoughts. And that is just super scary. I don't know anyone else who deals with that. And this is super dark and it's hard to talk about because not a lot of people know this about me. But there was a point in my life when I was very depressed and, you know, honestly did not want to be here anymore. And I hate talking about that because I am not in that place anymore. But it almost sometimes will never leave you in a sense. And the medication was scaring me that it was starting to make me feel that way. And so I got off of it immediately. And just ever since then, have been feeling a little bit off. I don't feel like myself. And that is the worst feeling ever, to not feel like yourself. And I don't want to have this podcast be about me because I just don't want it to be about me right now. I think that there are so many other things in the world going on. And more people are suffering worse than I am. And so I never want to bring that attention on me. But the reason why I brought it up is because I want everyone to know that if you feel like that, if you feel that dark or you feel that down, that your life doesn't matter or that no one would miss you if you weren't here, because I've had those thoughts. And it is honestly, as you know, silly as it may sound to some people, that is the devil talking to you. That is the devil putting you down. That is you thinking that you're not good enough, which is not true at all. You all deserve to be here. Every single one of you who listens to my podcast deserves to live life and deserves to be here. And everybody who is in your life loves you and somebody here wants you. And, you know, if you don't have any family or friends, Jesus wants you to live your life, which is the most important thing. Because if you don't have anybody else in the world and all you have is God and Jesus, then that is all that matters. You don't need anybody else. And that's what I've been thinking about. I have a lot of family that loves me and I know needs me here. The friends, you know, I do have a couple friends, but not that many. And honestly, some of them don't even know that I've been going through this, which has been really hard. And I think sometimes it's easier to talk about it on a podcast where you're talking to yourself in a sense than it is to sit down and actually see someone face to face and tell them that. And I want anyone who's listening to this that has ever felt that way to please reach out. You can always, you know, message me and I will definitely be looking at it once I re-download my social media and or text me if you do have my number. Because I never want anyone to ever feel in this world like they are alone or that their life doesn't matter. And I know that it is dark to talk about that, but it is real. And there are a lot of people right now that feel really negative and that feel really low and down. And it's hard if you're alone all the time and everything with the pandemic going on and just feeling like their freedom has been taken away, that their life is not how it used to be. It can just make people feel to a certain real negative point and a really low point. And especially if you've already been suffering from a mental health issue as, you know, before this even started. And I know that the social media and the media in general, the news and everything like that, they're not the most positive thing. So if you're constantly being surrounded by that negativity, it's hard to see the light. And I want to tell you that there is an amazing light, and that is Jesus. And I truly, truly think that if you were feeling those feelings, to dive into your Bible, because that is where you will see purpose. That is where you will see the positivity and the light and the things that matter. And God will tell you over and over and over again that you matter, that your life is beautiful, that you are beautiful and or handsome if you're a man listening to this, and that you don't need to know the outcome of everything, and that you don't also need to know that whoever is in your life and who's making you feel that way, that it does not matter. it does not matter what those people think about you or what anyone else thinks, is that, you know, God loves you and that you are here for a reason. And that's the biggest thing, is that you are here for a reason. That if you are listening to this podcast and you are still alive and you are still breathing, that God has a purpose for your life and that you are here, you know, to glorify Him. And I think that that's something that I needed to hear myself. And I actually read this devotional today that I really just needed, and I think it was really important for me. And it's actually what I'm going to be naming my podcast episode today, but it's called Hurt But Not Held Back. And I love that. I don't know why that just spoke so much words to me, but it's kind of like a little devotional plan that I have on my Bible app. And it's so true that you can be hurt, that you can be really down and just be going through a lot, but that is not going to hold you back from living your life to the fullest that Jesus has planned you to do. That does not mean that you're going to be held back in spreading His word and spreading His goodness to everybody, because that is just not how God intended us for us to be. That there is obviously going to be pain and hurt in this world, and one day He will wipe every tear away from our eyes and take away all that pain that we feel constantly. But that means to just go out and still live your life. Don't stop living. Don't stop doing His purpose and what you feel. And it just really hurts my heart to know that I know I'm not the only one that has felt like this or gone through this. And I'm not looking for a pity party, nor do I want the sympathy. But I just want you to know, like, you're not alone. That I might even seem to be the most happiest person or the most positive person in life, and I struggle a lot. I mean, a lot. And it has been very difficult here lately, and I just want you to know that you're never alone, and that you have me, if anything, and you have God on your side. Today's podcast is going to be a little bit shorter. I didn't really want to talk a lot because I don't think that this needs to be talked about for a while, and that it's pretty short and sweet to the point, because there is no other way around it, that you deserve to be here and to let those negative thoughts that you feel escape from your mind today. I just seriously, you know, hope that you guys are all doing okay, and that, again, if you need to talk, I will reemphasize it. Please do reach out. No one should feel alone. No one is alone, and that, you know, I'm here for you, and I'm sure there are so many other people in your life that are here for you. I hope that you guys all have a great week. Today's Monday, so I hope that everything goes great, that you have a good rest of your week, and enjoy.